Have you ever looked up at the dark night sky and wondered where the heck the moon went? And then you had that intriguing thought that maybe, just maybe, there is something super magical happening in that darkness? Well, guess what? You are absolutely right, and I'm about to tell you why. Happiest day, beautiful soul. Welcome back to The Media Matters, the podcast where darkness glows and mystery flows. We're the coven of the curious, if you will. I'm your host, Chantel, and today we are officially official because we're on YouTube, baby. This is our very first video podcast episode ever, and I am 100 out of 10 excited. Look, if you want to connect even more with me and stare into my eyes whilst I stare into yours, then come be part of the YouTube family. Go ahead and click that subscribe button. And if you're listening, just click the link in our show notes to be part of the fam. Today, we're talking about that magical reset button in the sky, the new moon. You know, that time when the moon goes into stealth mode and seems to disappear? Turns out that's not just an astronomical thing. It is a spiritual powerhouse moment that we can all absolutely tap into. And the best part, you don't need a PhD in witchcraft or a house full of crystals to make it work for you. So grab your cozies, sip your tea, and let's vibe with the new moon energy, shall we? Before we jump into all the fun ritual stuff, let's talk about what this mysterious new moon actually is. So during the new moon, it's sneakily positioned right between Earth and the sun, with the lit side facing away from us, like completely away. That's why we look up and think, who stole the moon? Listen, it's there. It's just being super shy. The whole disappearing act situation, this happens about every 29 and a half or so days, giving us a fresh lunar cycle. Now, here is the super cool part that I absolutely love. Pretty much every culture throughout history has looked up at this same exact moon doing its same exact vanishing trick. It thought, oh, this is definitely a sign to start fresh. From the ancient Egyptians to even your grandmother's folklore, the new moon has always been that universal symbol for pushing the reset button to life. It's when you plant those seeds, both the actual ones in your garden and the metaphorical ones in your life. Think about it like this. If the full moon is like that friend who comes to the party with a spotlight and is drawing attention to everything, the new moon is more like your bestie who comes over and brings a single candle, some wine, and listens to your deepest thoughts. One is external and showy, the full moon. The other is intimate and personal, the new moon. Both equally as amazing, just totally different vibes. And aren't we all, you know? What makes the new moon energy particularly special for beginners is its gentleness. So unlike the sometimes overwhelming intensity of the full moon, new moon energy feels quieter, more contemplative, and perfect for setting intentions or beginning practices without feeling rushed or pressured. This is why I often recommend new practitioners start their lunar work with the new moon. It's like dipping your toe in the water before diving into the deeper currents of lunar moon magic. It's really a forgiving, supportive energy that welcomes exploration. Now, I know you might be thinking, but I can't even see the new moon, so what the heck am I supposed to work with? Listen, first of all, super valid question. And second, that's actually the coolest part of this kind of magic. It's like this. The new moon is basically spiritual training wheels for your intuition. Since you can't rely on your eyes, you have to tune into how it feels instead. It's like when your phone dies and suddenly you have to remember how to get home without GPS. Annoying? Heck yes. But also kind of empowering when you realize that you knew the way all along. Think about it like the gardener who gets so excited about seeds they've planted. Look, nothing's happening yet, but trust me, it's doing things under the soil. They're absolutely right. And you'd never say, well, I don't see a tomato yet, so clearly this seed isn't working. Look, the new moon is kind of like that. It's your spiritual seed time, major magic happening, just not the Instagram worthy kind. Not yet anyway. So let's talk about timing, because I used to get so stressed about this. Like, do I need to be sitting in ritual at exactly 3:42 a.m. when the new moon hits? Spoiler, definitely not, unless you're just really into being sleep deprived and cranky. When we talk about working with the new moon, we're talking about a chill 3-day window. It's the day before, the day of the actual new moon, and then the day after. Some people extend this to 3 days on either side, making it a week-long moon party. My take, the exact timing really doesn't matter as much as your intention and your presence. If you're asking, I like the week-long celebration, but that's just me. For beginners, I definitely recommend starting with the 3 days before and 3 days after method, because this really gives you a lot of time to get your practice going, align your things, get your tools, and whatever you need to get. No pressure. As you become more experienced, you might find you prefer working within different time frames, and that is totally cool too. So how do you know when the new moon cycle is coming your way? Well, you can easily find the exact date and time of each moon cycle online or through calendar and weather apps. Or you can let me be your reminder. In case you didn't know, some of my best magical tips never make it to the podcast. Gasp, I know, I'm holding out on you. But that's because they go straight to our magical insider community through our free weekly updates and monthly newsletters. Here's the deal. When you join our mystical mailing list, you'll get weekly magical tips, a monthly newsletter, exclusive announcements, special discounts, early access to some special projects I'm working on, and my favorite answer to all of those supernatural curiosities you're too embarrassed to ask in public, but super happy to bring to me. And listen, I love it. I live for it. I am here for you. Joining is so super easy and completely free. Just visit themediummatters.com/newsletter or click the link in our show notes and join today. Listen, we never share your information with anyone else because that would be some seriously bad karma and nobody needs that. Consider this your formal invitation to join our magical community beyond just listening or watching now, because we're on YouTube. I seriously cannot wait to connect with you in your inbox and help bring even more everyday magic into your life. Now then, we were talking about timing and the new moon. So keep this in mind. When you're trying to figure out timing, you don't need a split second precision here. The energy builds and fades gradually, more like a wave versus like flipping a light switch on and off, right? Like a lot of magical work, moon magic isn't about following someone else's rule book. There's no cosmic mean girl judging your ritual aesthetic or taking points off if you use the wrong color candle, you know? The moon has been doing her thing for eons before Pinterest ever existed, and it's not suddenly going to stop working because you didn't arrange your crystals in a perfect grid. It's just not going to happen. And if it does, then pigs are definitely flying. So as we go through these techniques, I want you to promise me something and pinky swear, pinky promise, that you're going to take what feels right to you and ditch the rest without an ounce of guilt. Because seriously, your intuition is like that spiritual GPS. That feeling of, oh, that resonates, is way more important than following someone else's ritual. The most powerful magic happens when it's authentically you, even if that means doing your new moon work in your Hello Kitty pajamas while you're eating some ice cream. I am not speaking from experience, okay? So now that we understand what the new moon is, let's talk about some specific energetic properties associated with this phase and how they can support different aspects of your life. Think of this as getting to know the personality and gifts of the new moon. So the new moon carries primarily yin energy, which is receptive, introspective, and very nurturing. This makes the new moon cycle ideal for a few things. First, setting intentions. The new moon provides the most fertile ground for planting the seeds of what you want to grow or develop in your life. These intentions can be related to any area like personal development, relationships, career, spiritual growth, or creative projects, and more, you know, and more. The sky's the limit. The second thing is beginning new projects or habits. If you want to start a meditation practice, launch a business, or commit to a creative pursuit, listen, the new moon supports these fresh starts with the most gentle momentum. Third is self-reflection and shadow work. The darkness of the new moon creates the perfect container for looking inward, examining patterns that no longer serve you, and understanding aspects of yourself that usually remain hidden. Fourth is rest and rejuvenation. So just as nature uses darkness for renewal, the new moon invites us to slow down, recharge, and honor our need for rest before beginning new cycles of activity. And fifth is connecting with your intuition, which isn't that why we're here? When external light diminishes, our inner light and wisdom often becomes more accessible. What really makes these properties so beginner-friendly is their alignment with natural human processes. You don't need special abilities to set intentions or reflect on your life. These are innately human activities that the new moon simply enhances and supports. Let's also talk about the elemental associations of the new moon, because understanding these can really help you create more balanced practices. The new moon primarily connects with water and earth elements. So water for emotional awareness and intuitive flow, and earth for grounding those insights into practical reality. This combination of water and earth creates a beautiful balance between dreaming and actually doing. The watery aspect helps us tap into our deepest desires and emotional needs, while the earthy qualities help us formulate concrete steps toward manifesting those desires. For beginners especially, working with these elements can be incredibly simple. You might place a small bowl of water on your altar to represent emotional clarity alongside a plant or a stone to represent grounding, the earth. No elaborate setups are required, just these simple symbolic connections. They make such a difference. Now, you've asked about how zodiac signs affect new moon energy, and that is a great question. So each new moon occurs in a particular zodiac sign, which flavors its energy with specific qualities. For example, a new moon in Aries might amplify themes of initiation and courage, while a new moon in Cancer might emphasize emotional nurturing and home foundations. These zodiac influences add beautiful dimensions to your practice, but please know that you don't need advanced astrological knowledge to work effectively with the new moon or any moon cycle, I promise you. So you know, we happen to have a new moon in Pisces coming up on February 28th. Make sure you keep an eye on your inbox, because I will be sharing those zodiac and new moon goodies with you right in an email. So if you haven't signed up, make sure you sign up. For beginners, keep it simple. Know which sign the new moon occurs in and consider how those general qualities might influence your intentions. As your practice develops, you might choose to explore these astrological nuances more deeply, but you don't need them to get started. I triple promise. What really matters most isn't memorizing complex astrological correspondences. Really, it's about developing your personal relationship with these cyclical energies. Your own experiences and observations are absolutely going to become your most valuable guide. So just trust yourself. It's always about that intuition, right? Okay, let's take a super quick break so that I can tell you about something that goes hand in hand with moon magic, and that is a quality sleep. Because let's be honest, it is pretty hard to connect with your intuition when you're running on fumes, when you're sleep deprived, you've only had 3 hours of sleep. Do you know what I mean? That's why I am absolutely obsessed with the Better Sleep app. So picture it. You've just finished your new moon intention setting ritual. Your crystals are charged. Your journal entries are all done. Everything's complete. And now you need to actually rest so that cosmic energy, it can do its thing while you recharge in your bed, in your Hello Kitty pajamas. This is where Better Sleep comes in. They have these amazing sleep meditations and stories, and yes, they actually have some moon-themed options that you can choose from. I literally fall asleep to their magic every single night and wake up feeling like I had the most beautiful spiritual spa day. What I love most is that they get that sleep isn't just about quantity, it's about quality. Their sleep stories, their gentle background sound, and guided breathing exercises are like having a sleep coach right in your room, but not in a creepy way, you know? Because that'd be weird. Whether you're trying to calm an overactive mind after ritual work, need help establishing a consistent sleep routine that really aligns with the moon cycles or just sleeping as a human, or you want to wake up feeling magical instead of murderous, Better Sleep has got you covered. As my magical friend, you can try Better Sleep free for 30 days by clicking the link in our show notes. That is a whole lunar cycle of better sleep from me to you. And trust me, your practice, your energy work, and your morning self will thank you. Now, back to the show. All right, so now that we know what energy we're playing with, let's talk prep work. And please don't panic. You do not need to convert your spare bedroom into a temple or spend your entire paycheck at the metaphysical store buying all kinds of stuff, including crystals. Although I don't hate these ideas, you know? So first, let's talk about where to do this. Your magical workspace can literally be your kitchen table. It could be the edge of your bed. It could be the one corner at the park where no one goes, but it's full of butterflies just hanging out. The only requirement here is that you need to feel comfortable enough to focus without someone interrupting you, because you need your time to work your magic. If you can, try to dim the lights a bit. Nothing creates moon vibes like a little darkness. This could mean actual candles if you're feeling fancy, or just turning off the overhead light and using a lamp instead. The reason this works so well with a new moon ritual is because this gentle darkness actually helps your brain shift gears and turn inward. It's like how you don't want bright lights when you're trying to have like a deep heart-to-heart conversation, or you're trying to watch a scary movie. A little like that. Same principle, you know, same thing. For a simple altar or focal point, you could consider some basic elements like a simple candle to represent illuminating your path forward, which is so beautiful. You could have a small bowl of water for emotional clarity and intuitive flow, something from nature like a plant, a crystal, or a stone, and this would represent grounding. You could also have paper, a pen, something to write your intentions, and any personal items that represent new beginnings to you. Just remember that these are suggestions, not requirements. The most minimalist new moon practice really needs nothing more than your presence and your attention. Next, let's talk about inner preparation, which is actually far more important than any physical setup you could do. In the day leading up to your new moon celebration, consider adding one of these practices to your routine to really just amplify things and make it even more magical. So first, taking a few moments for quiet reflection. What feels complete in your life? What feels ready to begin? Where do you sense potential or possibility? You don't have to meditate for hours. Just 5 to 10 minutes of contemplation can really provide some valuable insights for the path ahead. Next is clearing mental space by writing down any persistent thoughts or worries. The simple act of writing this stuff down really creates room for new awareness to shine through. And don't we need that? Next is connecting with your body through gentle movement, like breathing exercises or just noticing physical sensations. Our bodies often hold a lot of wisdom that our busy minds just have a tendency to miss. Perhaps the most important for beginners is setting realistic intentions. Your first moon practice might feel subtle rather than earth-shattering, and that's perfectly normal. Magical and spiritual practices build in power through consistency, not through immediate dramatic experiences. Although, you know, I know we all want to see things right now, but that's not how it works. Here's a question I get a lot. Do I need to cleanse my space before new moon work? Yes, but if you know, you know, I would say yes to a cleaning ritual before any magical or spiritual work. First, the cleansing isn't just for your space, but it's for you as well. Second, that cleansing process actually starts to shift your mindset into magical work. It's like when you put on your workout clothes before hitting the gym. That simple act of intentionally changing into workout clothes starts to prep your body and your mind for what's to come. Same here. Your cleansing ritual might involve using sage or Palo Santo to smoke things out. You could light a candle or incense. You could ring a bell or just state your intentions out loud for the space because your voice has heaps and heaps of power. The most important preparation isn't about perfect cleansing techniques or all of these elaborate setups. It's about bringing your authentic presence to the practice. Show up as you are with openness, with genuine curiosity, and you're already succeeding. You're ahead of the game, my magical friend. As you develop your practice over time, you're going to organically figure out which preparatory elements feel supportive and which ones just feel like they can be tossed aside. They're not necessary. Just trust the process of discovery instead of forcing yourself to adopt practices that just don't resonate simply because you've seen someone else do it. It's not needed. You don't need to do it. Trust yourself. So I'm going to need a drum roll here because it is officially time for the good stuff. Let's talk actual rituals. These are totally mix and match, customized to your life practices, so no worries. Think of them as those meal prep recipes where they're like, if you don't like kale, you can just sub in spinach and no chicken, try tofu. You know what I mean. Your magical practice, your rules, my friend. So first off, let's talk about the classic MVP of new moon rituals, and that is intention setting. So this is basically the spiritual equivalent of planting seeds in your life garden. It is so satisfying, and I swear it works. Here's how to do it. Make time to be alone without interruption. Next, think about lighting a candle if you have one. If you don't have a candle, you can definitely use a dim light, just something to set the mood, right? You don't need light shining in your eyes. Next up, take a few deep breaths, really breathing into your body so your lungs and your stomach expand. Next, think about what you really, really want to grow in your life. Not what someone else wants for you, but what you truly desire. Next, write down these wishes, but here is the magical trick. Write them like they've already happened. So instead of writing something like, I want to be confident, right? Confidence flows through me naturally. Do you see the difference there? Next up, you're going to read your intentions out loud and really feel them as you say them, like you're already living them. Say thank you to the universe, to the goddess or goddesses, your higher self, because gratitude is like spiritual fertilizer. The last thing you're going to do is you're going to stick that paper somewhere where you'll see it all the time. Your bathroom mirror, your planner, whatever. Take a picture on your phone and look at it. Just make sure that you look at it throughout the month. It is so important. What really makes this beginner friendly is that it's basically just focused journaling with a little side of magical timing. You don't need any special tools, just your thoughts and something to write on. What makes this practice so powerful is its simplicity and flexibility. Your intentions might range from practical goals like establishing a new morning routine to deeper aspirations like creating more self-compassion. The format remains exactly the same while the content adapts to your current needs. Another accessible new moon practice is the release ritual. So while the new moon is primarily associated with beginnings, we often need to create space for the new by releasing what no longer serves us. For this simple practice, you're going to identify something that you're ready to release. This could be a habit, a belief, a relationship pattern, or expectation. The next thing you're going to do is write it down on a piece of paper. You're going to reflect on what this release will make room for in your life. Next, you're going to safely burn this paper in something that's fireproof, like please be safe. Tear it into tiny pieces if you don't want to start a fire, or you can dissolve it in water. Then you're going to speak words of completion and gratitude for what you've learned. Lastly, visualize new possibilities filling that space that you have created. This ritual really acknowledges that beginnings and endings are intrinsically connected. We often need to close one door before another one opens. For beginners especially, this balanced approach really helps to create sustainable change instead of just adding more to your plate, because no one needs that and it can really become overwhelming. If you're drawn to more meditative practices, new moon visualizations offer a wonderful, incredible, beautiful way to work with subtle energies. For this, you can try this simple visualization. First, you're going to want to sit or lie down comfortably in a dimly lit space. Close your eyes and bring awareness to your breathing. Imagine a dark, moonless sky above you and visualize a tiny sliver of light just beginning to form, the first glimpse of the new crescent moon. As you breathe, imagine this light growing from within your own body. See this inner light illuminating your path forward, revealing the next steps. And then sit with any insights or images that arise without forming any specific outcomes. When you're ready, make sure to express gratitude and gently return to normal awareness. What makes this visualization particularly suited for beginners is its gentle nature. There's absolutely no pressure to see anything dramatic. Even a sense of growing possibility or subtle awareness counts as a successful practice, I promise you. If you prefer to connect through physical movement, a new moon walking meditation is a fantastic way to go because this really embodies new beginnings. To do this, you want to find a quiet path where you can walk without disruption, preferably under the night sky, so just be safe. Begin walking slowly with awareness of each step. With each inhale, imagine drawing in fresh possibility. And then with each exhale, release what no longer serves you. Notice the darkness around you as protective instead of scary. Feel the potential in each step forward. This is physical, like you are really putting your body into this magic. When you reach your endpoint, pause to acknowledge this symbolic journey. What's really beautiful about this practice is its accessibility. Pretty much everyone can participate in some form of mindful movement and connecting with actual darkness. Under the night sky, in a dim room, wherever. But this really creates a powerful sensory experience of new moon energy. Lastly, let me share what might be the most beginner-friendly practice of all, and that is the new moon bath ritual. For this, you're going to run a comfortable bath and add 1 to 2 cups of Epsom salt, some essential oils, some herbs, whatever floats your bubbles, you know? Go ahead and dim the lights or use candles to create a beautiful soft darkness. As you soak in your comfortable tub, imagine releasing tension and old energy. Visualize yourself emerging renewed like the moon will emerge from the darkness. And when you're finished, drain the water with intention of letting go. When you're all done with this, make sure that you moisturize your body as a symbol of self-nurturing. If you don't have a bathtub, then a shower visualization works perfectly too. Just imagine the water carrying away the old and preparing you for new beginnings. I know we've talked about this in other episodes, but I love a shower visualization situation. So what makes these practices so beginner-friendly is their integration into normal everyday life activities. There's no special equipment, no elaborate preparations, just bringing consciousness and awareness and intention to everyday moments. Remember that consistency matters more than complexity. A simple practice done regularly is going to yield far greater results than an elaborate ritual that you do maybe once and abandon. Remember to start where you are, use what you have, and trust the process of gradual unfolding. So far, the practices we've talked about require minimal tools, but there are definitely some objects and elements that can enhance the new moon experience for you. So let's talk about some beginner-friendly tools and how to work with them effectively. If you know, you know, crystals are probably the most popular magical tools, and there are quite a few varieties that align beautifully with new moon energy. If you're new to crystal work, just consider starting with 1 or 2 of the crystals that I'm going to mention. There are a lot more, I promise you. First up is clear quartz. So clear quartz amplifies intentions and brings clarity, and this is perfect for new beginnings. Next, moonstone, which connects with lunar cycles and enhances intuition. Next up, black tourmaline, because it offers protection as you open to new possibilities. Next, labradorite, because it supports transformation and spiritual growth. Just remember, you don't need rare or expensive crystals. Small, humble stones hold just as much potential as elaborate crystal collections, although I love them both. I'm not going to lie. What really matters is your connection with them. For beginners, I recommend this simple crystal practice. Hold your chosen crystal in your hands during your new moon ritual. Then you're going to state your intention either silently or out loud. Next, place the crystal somewhere visible for the lunar cycle, like the whole cycle. And then you're going to return to it periodically to reconnect with your intention. It's kind of like writing your intentions down. What I love about this approach is that it avoids the feeling of being overwhelmed, and it takes away the complex crystal grids or the programming techniques, while it still harnesses the energy of the crystals effectively and really helps your new moon ritual practice. Herbs and plants. These guys offer another accessible way to enhance new moon practices. So these natural allies just bring their own energies to support new beginnings, like rosemary for mental clarity and fresh starts. I love rosemary. Lavender for peaceful transitions. Mint for revitalization and new growth. Bay leaves for manifestation, especially when you write on them. A simple herbal new moon bundle might include gathering your chosen herbs, even like the dry ones that you cook with, you know, the ones you find in your kitchen, they're perfect. You would arrange them in a small bundle or sachet. Hold the bundle while you're setting your intentions. You could place it on your altar or your bedside table, and then use it throughout the lunar cycle in teas or baths or whenever it's appropriate. Working with plants. Working with plants really connects us with natural cycles in tangible ways because they really remind us that growth often begins invisibly, like seeds germinating underground. Journals and writing tools. So these deserve special mention for new moon work because the act of writing really helps externalize internal processes, making them more concrete and accessible. For beginners especially, this tangibility can be incredibly helpful. You could consider creating a dedicated moon journal with these simple sections. First is current feelings and observations. Next is intentions for the cycles ahead, insights from the previous cycle, dreams or intuitive messages, signs or synchronicities noticed. So your journal, it doesn't have to be elaborate. Even a simple notebook can become super powerful when you use it consistently. What really matters is creating a record that you can revisit, and this allows you to track patterns and growth over time. If you enjoy more visual expression, try incorporating basic art supplies that can add another dimension to your practice. You can use colored pencils, watercolors, or even magazine cutouts for collages because all of these help to express feelings and visions that words sometimes just can't capture. Finally, let's talk about digital tools, which can absolutely have a place in modern magical practice. Moonphase apps, intention setting templates, guided meditations, and supportive playlists can all enhance your experience without diminishing its authenticity. One of the questions I hear a lot is, do I need these tools to practice effective moon magic? The answer, absolutely freaking not. These tools can really enhance your experience, but the most powerful element of any practice is your focused awareness and intention. A lot of history's most potent practitioners worked with nothing more than their minds, their hearts, and their connections to the natural cycles. Tools are just extensions of your energy. They're not replacements for it. If buying special tools feels overwhelming or it's not financially accessible right now, just know that moonlight falling across ordinary objects on your windowsill still creates an altar just as sacred as the most elaborate collection. Make sure you start with what you have and where you are. As you practice, as you develop your practice, you're going to figure out which tools resonate with your personal style and your energy. And really, trust the organic process of discovery instead of feeling pressured to buy specific tools. You are the most powerful tool, I promise you. With all of that under our belts, let's talk about some of the common challenges beginners face with new moon practices and offer some gentle solutions. Remember that challenges aren't signs of failure. They're just natural parts of any learning process. So be gentle with yourself, my love. One of the most frequent challenges is timing. A lot of people worry that they've missed the new moon if they can't practice at the exact moment of the astronomical new moon. Here's the solution. The new moon energy extends approximately 3 days before and 3 days after the exact time. Work within that window and you are good to go. And listen, here's the biggest tip I can give you. If you miss a new moon completely, then you're obviously in heaps of trouble and the sky will fall. Or you could just wait until the next cycle because it's going to happen again in about 29 and a half days. No harm, no foul. Another common challenge is inconsistent results. You might set intentions during one new moon and see immediate manifestation. And then you try the same approach next month and there are no visible signs, no visible outcome. And that can be a little discouraging and frustrating. But here's the deal. There are a lot of factors that influence manifestation, like timing, alignment with your higher good, and necessary preparation. Some seeds sprout super fast, and some seeds need longer germination periods. Just trust the process. Another thing I hear is that a lot of people struggle with focus during new moon practices. And I get it. Your mind wanders, external distractions interrupt, or you just feel disconnected from the experience. All of that is completely normal. So instead of seeing all of this as a failure, just recognize it as part of the natural mental patterns. When distractions happen, just gently return to your intention without judging yourself. Consider using anchors like your breath awareness or physical objects to help maintain focus. And remember, even experienced practitioners have distracted sessions every now and then. Totally normal. If you're practicing in a really busy household, finding uninterrupted space and time can really present some challenges. The solution isn't necessarily carving out the perfect conditions, but instead it's adapting your practices to fit your reality. So this might mean doing abbreviated rituals early in the morning or late at night. It could be involving family members or creating symbolic pocket rituals that can be performed anywhere without special setup. Just adapt. It's going to be fine. Another challenge worth addressing is doubt. That inner voice questioning whether your practices work or have any real impact. This is not only common, but completely natural when you're exploring any metaphysical territories, I promise you. This isn't about forcing belief, but really creating space for experience. So instead of demanding immediate faith or results, just maintain consistent practice while you're observing patterns that happen over time. Record your experiences in a journal without judgment, looking for subtle shifts and connections instead of these dramatic demonstrations. They're unlikely to happen. Everything is so subtle and gentle. A lot of practitioners find that evidence really accumulates gradually through personal experience, building confidence organically instead of through forced belief. Trust the process of discovery while you're maintaining healthy critical thinking. All of this, it's going to come together. Finally, struggling with perfectionism, feeling like your rituals have to match exactly what you've seen someone else do. This really just sets you up for pressure, unnecessary pressure that really just diminishes the magical effectiveness. I think the solution here is just embracing personal authenticity. Your unique approach, even if it differs from traditional methods, carries a lot more power because it resonates with your specific energy. Adapting practices to fit your lifestyle, beliefs, and aesthetic really creates sustainable magic that grows with you. And isn't that what you want? If you encounter these or other challenges, just remember that every experienced practitioner began as a beginner. What distinguishes those who develop fulfilling practices isn't the absence of challenges, but gentle persistence through them. Don't quit, just keep going. Really, the new moon itself teaches this lesson perfectly. Darkness isn't failure, but necessary preparation for rebirth. Each challenge really offers refinement when approached with patience and self-compassion. Yeah. My magical friends, we are wrapping up our moon adventure, and I really feel like we have been on the coziest spiritual sleepover ever. So before we say goodbye, I want to leave you with some heart-to-heart real talk about your personal moon journey. First, can we all agree that consistency beats complexity every single time? It's like working out. 5 minutes daily sure as heck beats 2 hours once a month. A super simple, hey moon, what's up practice that you actually do regularly is going to transform your life way more than some elaborate 3-hour ritual that you attempt once or twice a year when Mercury isn't in retrograde. My best advice is to start where you are, even if that means drawing a moon on your hand with a pen. Just something to remind yourself that it's new moon day. Second, trust those little tingles of excitement that you get. You know how your body instantly knows when you found the perfect pair of jeans? Your spiritual self works exactly the same way. While I've shared a bunch of practices today, you probably felt some that made your heart go, oh, while others made you think, meh. Follow those oh moments, those oh feelings. Third, track your journey. I cannot tell you how many times I have gone back through old journals and been like, oh, whoa, that intention actually happened. Or, huh, I always get a little emotional or cranky during Scorpio moons. You can use a fancy journal, the notes app on your phone, voice memos, or even take selfies with little captions about how you're feeling. Future you is going to be so amazed at the patterns and the growth that you are going to discover, I promise. Fourth, find your magical peeps. Whether that's joining an online group, taking a local workshop, or just having coffee with that one friend who doesn't look at you weird when he talk about energy, it makes a difference. And you know, you always have the coven for the curious right here at The Medium Matters. Don't forget, we have a loving special family. Lastly, remember that this isn't some trendy new practice you're trying to adopt. Your ancestors, regardless of where they came from, they looked up at the very same moon and felt its rhythms in their freaking bones. How cool is that? When you work with moon energy, you're not learning something foreign. You're really remembering something in your DNA, something that your body, your soul has known forever. It's like your body already speaks moon language and you're just remembering the vocabulary. If you enjoyed this episode, and I really hope that you did, please make sure that you follow for more and share it with the ones you like and love, because sharing is caring. Subscribe to the podcast on YouTube, Apple, Spotify, or wherever you enjoy your podcast for new episodes every single Friday, and join our growing coven for the curious. Send us your spooky stories and questions on Instagram, Facebook, or via email at hello@themediummatters.com. And make sure to click the links in our show notes to join our magical insider community, read our companion blog post, hang with us on Instagram, download your free printable dream journal template, grab your 30-day free trial for better sleep, and so much more. Until next time, this is Chantel with The Medium Matters, reminding you that the supernatural doesn't need to be scary or complicated. Like the new moon itself, it often works most powerfully through gentle, natural processes that unfold in their own perfect, beautiful timing. I will see you next time.